What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, a friend of the show, this one in America East playoffs, my man Phil Montoya Jr., the Brand Bulldogs. Phil, we talked about this in February, man. We're talking again in March. Look, we're doing it again, man.
Boss Man, you've been with us since the very beginning. You've always been good to me and good to our program, and I'm happy that we can share this with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, man. I mean, we talked the first time in spring when you got the full-time gig, man. We talked about your vision, man, and to see what you've done in 2 years, man, is I'm proud of you, man. I really am. And for you and your staff and all the people around you, talk about just that your dedication and grinds and sacrifice to get to this point that you are in year two.
Yeah, I mean, people always say, right, it takes a village. It takes a village to do this. And, I just love being part of a team, and I consider myself a teammate in this. You know, yes, my title is head coach, but, you know, I play a role. I'm just a teammate like everybody else. So there's a long list of people that have played a factor in this, on the court, off the court, you know, well beyond, you know, the limits of basketball. So to be able to share this with a lot of people is pretty cool. And, you know, to share this with the entire Bryant community, the entire Rhode Island community, Rhode Island basketball community, because this belongs to everybody. And I want and hope that, you know, everybody feels a piece of that, that they played a part and that they have some ownership in this. You know, we're just lucky to be in the positions we are to represent the school in the way that we do.
And feel like people don't realize how many people go into this. Your managers who are helping guys get shots of cleaning uniforms, you know, the strength and conditioning coach, nutritionists, compliance, tutors, you know, administration. So, and then to get to your staff, everyone had to sacrifice something to put in this pot to be here today when we're talking about you all going to the big dance. So talk about just that whole piece of fans over thinking about all the time, all the people who touch your guys and you and your staff to help make sure you guys can perform on the court and win championships.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and you need everybody to play their role, and you need everybody to understand that their role is vital to the entire mission. And, you know, it's not just, well, he's the most important and you're no, like everybody's equally important, whatever that is. And yeah, for some people it's to go score a lot of points. For some people it's to be, you know, the academic advisor and make sure guys are eligible. For some people it's, you know, make sure the budget's right, make sure the travels were right. Like everybody has to play a role and play a part. And when something doesn't, someone's not doing their part, it affects everything else. And that's why every part is equally important and vital to doing what we've done. And again, it's why I say that I hope there's a lot of people out there that feel that pride and feel that feel like they played, you know, some part in this. Because it's not just me, it's not just a player, it's not just the staff, it's not just, you know, whatever. It's a whole long list of people. And it's the beauty of college athletics to me is that, you know, again, it goes across departments. You know, our student affairs department, our admissions department, our financial aid, the president's office, like go down the list. You know, it's everybody. And we need everybody to be on board to do something like this. And, you know, fortunately, we had that.
And what I love about your tournament and your playoffs is that it's actually on campus. So you get that different kind of vibe, different kind of feel, a full house for you guys, cheering for you in the arena yesterday, just watching the joy of everybody as you all count it down to win that thing, man. And what's going through your mind on the sidelines as you kind of know the score is kind of out of hand and you like, we really accomplished something today. And we got all these people around who love us, pushed us on to this victory.
Yeah, it hit me with a little over a minute to go when I started thinking about getting like the walk-ons in and getting those guys in and getting the starters off the court and get them an ovation that they deserved. That's when it started to hit me. And then as those guys came off, the big hugs and the I love yous and the messages kind of, you know, going back and forth between me and them as they come off. That's what's kind of gotten me. Like when the little bit I've had a chance to be able to go back and see some things and, you know, scroll through Twitter or whatever and see the little videos. The ones that get me are that those guys coming off the floor, you know, that celebration as they're coming off with a minute to go, triumphant. And a lot was put into this. And these guys were laser focused on a mission. They didn't waver from their belief. They didn't waver from, you know, the path. They just stayed on it, you know, through good and bad. And they absolutely deserve to be called champions. And, you know, for them to be able to walk off knowing at that point in time, like, we're going to do this. We're going to be champions. Those are memories that you can never, never, ever erase, and a bond now that they'll have forever, that anytime they walk in that gym, they're going to see that banner hanging up there and know that was our team. And, you know, that's all I ever want. For every guy that puts on a uniform in our program, it's all I ever want is for them to have that opportunity.
No doubt, man. Like you said, for me, I've been out of it, you know, going on almost full 20 years, man. The team aspect, like you said, you can't replicate being a part of a team. And, you know, the group chats we still have to this day, man, the memories we have, the homecomings, the jokes we have, like, you can't replicate that. And even though we've been almost 20 years, man, like, those memories still are with you. And you still have those talks about the practices, running them stairs, man, like, those small things that people don't understand and what us as players do, you don't forget that stuff. It's forever. Yep. And you have some championship behind your name forever.
That's it. And you know, especially when you stamp it with a championship. Because for all of us that played and were part of a team, like, I'm sure it's the same for you. Like, I remember those inside jokes. I remember those bus rides where you're clowning on somebody or you're getting clowned on or there's whatever's going back and forth. And – like, I remember those better than I remember, like, hey, remember that one game? You know, yeah, there's certain games that stand out, but, you know, more than, like, specific games, it's more memories of that. It's more memories of, like, remember that time that so-and-so showed up and he had da-da-da-da, and, you know, like, it's just that. It's the – or, remember we used to always say this or we used to always talk about that. Like, that's what it is. And then when you cement it with champion – because those memories, like, that's something they will never, ever, ever forget, climbing up on that ladder, cutting that net down. They will never forget the embraces that they were having with each other, with family, with other students, with, you know, administrators. they'll never, ever forget that and can never be taken from them, you know? And you can say a lot of things about a lot of different people, but when you're a champion, you're always a champion. There's nothing they can do to take that away from you. And these guys earn that right to be called champion.
No doubt. Phil, let me ask you this, man. You're going on a six-game winning streak through the regular season in this tournament. Do you ever say that was a good loss to take to kind of get you refocused? Because it's hard to teach from a win sometimes, and guys can get complacent. So was it good to maybe take a loss right before the tournament to get them refocused and really locked in even harder than before? Because, you know, sometimes you get happy, too positive. You can't really coach them hard as you want to.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. We were not a group that was ever like locked into like, hey, we've won five in a row. We went, you know, I forget what it was to start conference play, eight or nine in a row. You know, like we never talked about that. We never dwelled on that. And they would show up every day ready to work, ready to learn. So I don't know. I never thought about it that way. Like we take every moment. You know, every game, win, lose, or draw, we would do a post game edit and we'd teach from it. Hey, these are some defensive breakdowns. This is why this happened. This is what should not ever happen again. Here's some good things. You know, here's some great ball movement. We need to continue that. So we've always tried to continue with that learning module. You know, and I told them after we lost to Vermont at Vermont, 59-55. And I told them, I said, our defense that night was championship level. If we play that level of defense, I told them we will win the next six games and we will have a huge celebration, which we ended up doing. The offense that night was not good enough. And I put that on me. I was like, I didn't do a good enough job. I didn't put you in the right spots. That's on me. And that was not who we were. We were the best offense and the best defense in the league. So I said, that's not going to really happen again. So I put it on them. I said, look, if we can guard like that for six more games, roughly 400, 420 possessions, then we can do this thing. And, you know, that's what they were bought into, you know? So yeah, we're always taking teaching moments, win or lose, you know, but I will say this group stayed pretty focused on the mission, no matter what. When we won the regular season, those guys came off and I'm giving them a big hug, and they're every single one of them to a man said, Coach, we ain't done yet. This was not the mission. We're still on the mission. You know, and that gave me like, you know what, they got it. They understand it. They're focused on it, and we got to go get it.
And Phil, what I really loved about your team is you were getting everybody's best shot too, and still performing at a high level. And in the tournament, they get you get giving you your best shots, you know, and you're still dominating, taking their runs, taking their punches, and staying composed. You didn't crack. Like, we've seen teams where they get a big lead and they get a run and they start to crack. Your team didn't crack. They just kind of just buckled down. Okay, well, they made a run. Then let's get back to what we do and impose our will on them, and you stand the lead out again. So think about the withstanding of runs and your team just pure focus to that, not being rattled by a team punching back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they – and I told them this the other day, like, they had a confidence about them without a cockiness, without a, like, we're overlooking people. There was a confident edge to them. And I told them, I said, you should be confident because of the work you've put in. And you should have an edge because there's still people trying to come after you. There's still people trying to beat you. There's still people that don't believe that you're the best team. So they had a confident edge to them. Now, I will say the last week was probably the most stressful in my 43, you know, years on this earth. Like, that was probably the most stressful week of my life. Like, because I didn't want to let them down. And I didn't, you know, I knew that they had earned this opportunity and earned this chance and deserved to win. And I didn't want to be the one that have to sit there in front of them one of these games and try to pick up the pieces and say, I'm sorry, and feel like I let them down. So, you know, there was a lot of stress to that, you know, and we played three good teams. Like, we didn't have, I mean, our 1-8 matchup, you know, that should be like a game where people are like, ah, well, that's, you know, you got them. Like, no, we played a team that we beat by five on the road and by two at home when they had a shot at the buzzer that if it goes in, we lose the game. So, you know, and one of the best offenses in our league. So, you know, it was like, hey, this is not an easy, like, 1-8 matchup. But they were locked in, they were focused, they were locked in, and they understood this is what we need to do, you know, and we tried to break it down as simple as possible for each game. Like, this is what's going to win us this game. And they went and did it.
And Phil, what I'm really impressed with, man, let's get the stat sheet. You out rebounding these three teams by 40-40 these three games. And we talked about it in February, how you had to dominate the glass and rebound the ball and get out there, get more opportunities and stop them from getting all extra opportunities. So I know you'd be really happy that you out rebounded your opponents by 44 through these three tournament games.
Yeah, I mean, we were monsters on the offensive glass, you know, and I mean, you know it. You played it. Like, there's a difference between, all right, somebody makes a shot as opposed to somebody misses a shot, they get the offensive rebound, they score on you. Like, there's just something that's, like, deflating about that, you know? Yes. Like, whether you play good defense or bad defense, you're like, hey, they missed a shot, and then, boom, offensive rebound, putback, offensive rebound, dunk, offensive rebound, M1, offensive rebound, kick out three, like – we've been able to do that throughout conference play. And, you know, that was just something we emphasized early on. You know, we were not an offensive rebounding team last year. A lot of it had to do with that was not something we emphasized as a staff. And we didn't have great personnel for it. This year going in, I was concerned about us being able to shoot the ball. So I said, we're going to have to rebound the ball. We have to be an offensive rebounding team to get extra, you know, extra possessions. And we had the personnel, we had the length and the athleticism. And I say to them all the time, like, they might be able to box one guy out or maybe even two certain matchups. They can't box a third and a fourth guy out against us. We're too big. We're too athletic. We just have too much. And really it just was up to us, like, just going and going and going. And, you know, my assistant coaches did a great job of stressing that each day and making sure that they were on guys about, like, oh, go get them, showing them tape. Like, look, you could have gone and got them, you know, and players are players. They want stats, right? And like, yo, this is an easy way to get a couple offensive rebounds. And, oh, by the way, you probably get another two baskets out of this, you know? So instead of 12 and 8, you could end up with 16 and 10. Like, guys respond to that, you know, like, oh yeah, you know what? Like, I could just go get two offensive rebounds, get two putbacks, and there you are. And, you know, it was cool to see them follow that game plan and, you know, be willing to be coached on that and go do it.
And Phil, also, man, shooting percentage, man, I could tell by the shooting percentage looking, I watched the game and I saw it myself, but you was taking the right shots. You know, we talked about this before. Sometimes a bad shot, like, to me, is like a turnover for you. Big on that. Your dad's probably big on as well. A bad shot is like a turnover. But it's like you guys taking the right shots, making the right reads. And then when you did miss, like you said, dominated the glass. So about being that in tune to where, hey, we know kind of autopilot, we're going to take the right shots, make the right reads, and we're going to live with the result. Then we're going to go do our thing, crashing the glass.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's you know, we try to put – we don't overly emphasize – you know, everybody obviously talks about threes and layups now and all that. And we're not over the top of, like, all right, we're never taking mid range. Cause we actually have some guys that can make those. But, you know, understanding, like, look, this is where we can take advantage. Right. And we want to get to the rim. We want to get to the basket. We got the size and athleticism. We can finish at the rim, especially these last couple games where we had a clear advantage inside. There was no rim protection. You know, so it was like, we just got to get there. We get there, and then it's just you and the rim. And it's something that early on in conference play or non-conference play, for some reason, we weren't finishing great and should have been a better finishing team. Now, I think it's a lot of it had to do with the teams we were playing were very good. You know, we had a really hard non-conference schedule, but it got us tested and got us ready for the conference season. But you know, that was something that we spent a lot of time on that stuff. We spent a lot of time on finishing and working on that stuff with everybody. You know, so we wanted to get the right shots. And then, you know, when they collapse on that and the open three is there, we're driving and kicking, and we try to give our guys a lot of confidence and freedom to shoot that ball, you know, and not put those restrictions on guys to say, well, you're just an okay shooter, so don't shoot that. No, that puts like a fear in guys. No, I want them to be confident, like raise up and shoot the ball. You know, our center, Keyshawn Mitchell, hit a huge one yesterday to put us back up like 17 or 18 or 19 or something in this, you know, early in the second half. And he went through a stretch where he missed like 15 in a row, you know, over the course of a couple conference games. And then these last however many games, he's like 7 for his last 12, you know? So like, I'm always like, look, it's going to eventually even itself out. Like some of these guys, you miss 10 in a row. All that says to me is you're probably going to make 15 in a row at some point in time. Like you're too good of a shooter, you know, and the reps that they get. So, yeah, we want them taking great shots and their willingness to give up themselves to get somebody else a great shot really led to us being an elite offensive team.
That's one for you, Phil, man. This year, man, you broke the D1 record for wins for Bryant with 23, man. So another thing you can't take away from you, the most wins in Bryant. Healthy, you'll beat it next year. You'll get 24 and beyond, but this year you got 23, man. Think about how cool it was to get the D1 record for Bryant, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, watch, we'll take whatever we can get, 23, 24, 25. Hopefully we continue to set the record of 23. We got at least one more game here, so – you know, but yeah, I mean, it's, again, it's not something that we set out for to say like, let's go break that record or do whatever. It's just, there really has been a focus on each day, each game, and letting things happen how they happen. And, you know, it has served us well over 2 years, and that's what we'll continue to do.
No doubt, I feel. Best of luck today with the brackets, man. I'm gonna be cheering for you, man. You know that. You know, I'm being your corner one way or another, brother. So keep up the great work, and I hope to see you this summer. We got recruiting, man.
I appreciate you as always, boss man. Thank you for your time and thank you for your support of our team.
Anytime, brother. It's always my pleasure, my brother.
Thank you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.